This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So up to Simon Dalet Sifrafes. Ein loy mayim. What happens if a person hasn't got water? He kaneach yodav b'tzur over offer. He should wash his hands b'tzur on straw over offer on earth. Bechol midi d'menaki on anything which cleans the hands. Yivarech al nekiyas yadayim. You don't want to say al nekiyas yadayim. You made a bracha al nekiyas yadayim. V'yoyeh l'tfila. That will help you for tonight, daven. Avaloyla havi ruach rosh aleihem. It doesn't help to remove the ruach rosh that is on your hands. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkatan nunhei. Im ein. V'im yesh lemayim. But if he does have water, tzorech vitzel afil l'tfilas mincha v'arviz. You should wash even for mincha and for mariv. My father used to tell me that when he used to go to Robert's Shir on Wednesday night, the Halacha Shir, so he would say the Shir in his house, and then they would have Marv. Robert always used to go out and wash his hands before Marv, and then he would come back in to try and wash his hands even before Mincha and before Marv. Even if there's no dirt on your hands, to wash them in readiness for davening. But that Natila should be without any bracha. Kilo tignu bracha ki im b'shachris. They were only chazal, were only misak in the bracha at shachris. The chedis v'simen zayin sif aleph. V'mein le'mayim, what if a person doesn't have any water? Yesh omrim de dinei kahach of the inaka b'chol midi dimnaki. Likewise here, you just wipe your hands and clean them with whatever on whatever you can. Pen medubit bohem eiz edov v'mo'os or zuhama, because maybe there's something stuck on the hands which is needs to be removed. V'ayin le'kalam b'simen zadi beis. The Reish Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, you kaneach yadov, you wash your hands, you clean your hands. Va'afidu ha'yimuchloch mevada. Even if your hands are, you know that they're dirty. For going she'also tzachov v'kineach. For example, a person went to the bathroom and wiped. V'gam kein mahani. That would also help. Va'ayin lekam b'simin tzadi beis. Kam tzorech lachza achamayim. How important it is to try and find water to wash one's hands. Be'ofah, also to clean your hands in earth. You're on a teal or something like that, and with grass or with earth or something. To clean your hands on a bit of cloth or talis or something. But dad in the kohen, with regard to cleaning, given shu omid makam mayim, if you're in a place where there is water, tzorech lanakas kol hayad, then you should wash the whole hands, bein gabay or bein tekei ad taperik, both the outside and the inside of the hands up to the wrist, or but the ever die. At safe kishri at spaisov, but the average you can go until the ends of the hand, the ends of the fingers, which are the knuckles. Of a local machinaganeza anoshim, shemanakin rak roshi at spaisein. They literally just go, they sort of the tips of their fingers. It needs to be more than that, but the average the knuckles, at least the whole hand. Of a local machinagan, nunches nakias yadayim. So he says, if you are in that situation, you make a bracha not al natilas yadayim, but al nakias yadayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yeshayimrim, the Gambazem of Orchim on the Tilas Yadayim, when they call Mokum, call Achrenim Rezozim the Psak Hashulchan Orch, i.e., to make the Brach of Alm the Kias Yadayim. Baruch Hashem, we're living in a world where there's plentiful water, and it's a different world, so that's these things are unusual to come across. Okay, Halach Chavkim will finish off the Simon Dalet. Lay Tiknun the Tilas Yadayim, and the Krishma or the Tfilah. Chazal were only Mesakim, the Tilas Yadayim for Krishma and for Tfilah. The other brachas of shachris you can make even without nitzilas yadayim. And imkein who yoshin al mitasei arim, unless of course he's in his bed still and unclothed. Then you can't say the shame until you clean your hands. Says Mishnah Berurah, the stam yadayim, the hanush en yodeh im heim luchlachim, because stam yadayim in the sifkat nuntes, the stam yadayim, and if you don't know if they're dirty. Ainan psulas the bracha, they're not possible the bracha for kolshkin the divrei Torah. The harim avarchin ala peiros ein tzorach nitzitzus ein tzorach nitzitzus v'ayim. You make a bracha on peiros and you don't need nitzitzus v'ayim. Orayim she'oz mislama yodim matunofis b'negiyas beis hatzor, because there it's almost inevitable that you touch parts of the body which are normally clothed. Ma'bushim shalonu and our clothes she'beis hatzavar posuach, where the neck is open. Even if he's slipping his clothes on, then mistama his hands and matunuf kidak lechakech begufle b'makom zor, because that's the nature when you're sleeping, you're going to touch parts which are sweaty places or places which are normally clothed. But dafke miyoshin shenas keva, and it's dafke talking about a situation where you had a proper sleep. Al b'shenas arai ein ches kosa shenoga. Then we're not worried that you touch something. But dinner can stand midaim could take shame the Talmud turn of Rocha Rak with Tefillah, which we said previously was different opinions, but we said was if it's less than half an hour, that's not considered the Shemus Kama. Sheinaka Oisom, it's Rei Reis V'chom B'Zibinaki, with straw, anything which cleans. Who din the Torah also below Nikoyen. And so to learn Torah, that would be also without cleaning the hands. But I'm a prima godim shekos of the Afili Yesh Lemaim. Even if a person does have water, I mean, Kamakum Dile Brachos of the Torah B'Nikoyen Ba'amah, but to say just some brachos and to learn Torah, then some cleaning would be okay. And it's just to remove the ruach ra that you need water. He quotes the Zohar to say that you shouldn't make any bracha without Netilas V'Daim. If one has water, you shouldn't rely on the kulas just to wipe your hands on the table or something like that. Okay, that is the end of Siman Dalet. Siman Hay is a short Siman. Let's do that. We'll hopefully be able to finish it off today. Very important halacha. Kavonas habrachas. Kavonas that you have in mind when you make a bracha. And only has one sif. Yechaven the brachas pure shamilis. When we make brachas, you should try and think what the words, we should think what the words mean. Kashe yaske Hashem, and when you say the shame of Hashem, Yechaven perish priyosoi, you should think what the actual shame Hashem means, ba'adnus. I.e., when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, Yudke Vovke, we call it that the shame Adnus. We should have in mind, Shehu Odoin Hakol, that he is the master of everything. Yechaven b'chsivosoi, and you should have in mind, as it's written, in other words, it's not written Aleph Dalet and Vav Nun. It's written Yud Hey Vav and Hey, but Yud Hey Shachoya VaHoyva VeYir. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu transcends the whole world. He's above time. He's Hoya. He was. He is. VeYir and he will be. Of Haskira Elokim. That's the shame Yud Kei Vav Kei. The shame Abnus we call it. Of the Haskira Elokim and the second name. I.e. Elokim, Yechavin Shu Takif, it is strong, Balai Chelus, is all able, or Balai Kechus Kulam, and has all the strength to do everything. So those are the two Shemus, the two main Shemus of Hashem, and those are the Parshat Kavanas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Aleph, Pirish Hamilos, Kamesh Amr Chazal, Shelo Yizrek Havracha Mepiv, Eli Yechavin, Beis Hamilos. You shouldn't just throw out the bracha. How long does the bracha take normally? The time it takes to lift the coffee cup to your mouth. That's generally the length of the bracha, right? So, but we shouldn't do that. We should have in mind what we're actually saying. Beis Hamira, Vivarich Benachas, and you should say it gently. You should say the bracha nicely, slowly, not in a rush. So there are three interesting horrors there in the Dirshu notes. Number one, first of all, he says, in the name of the Shlo, Sheyargil es atzma levarich habrachas bekol rom, ki hakol ma'ir hakavona. So he quotes the Shlo, when you make a bracha, it's good to say it out loud, because that is ma'ir the kavona. Number three, in the third footnote, he says, "B'shar shemivarech kosev lekamon, shekosev b'gemara." In the Gemara says in brachas, "Soras liyos pivrekon." You shouldn't have anything in your mouth when you're making a bracha. If you're chewing a sweet or chewing gum or something like that, you should take that out. Your piv should be open. Why? So he says. It says in Tehillim, "Yimale pi tilosecha." My whole mouth should praise Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ha'isiv she Gemara zu lamed sefer Ha'eshkol. The sefer Ha'eshkol says. That you should therefore use your whole mouth. And therefore, to mumble a bracha, where you're not using your whole mouth, you've got to, any speech therapist will tell you, you've got to use all aspects of the mouth to articulate yourself properly. And therefore, you shouldn't sort of stumble over the bracha. Okay, let's go to, carry on Mishnah Berurah. V'zeh loshen sefer chasidim. You have three lines in. V'zeh loshen sefer chasidim. K'shel notel yodov mevarech al haperus. When you wash your hands or you make a brach on Paris, all the mitzvahs that we sort of fly out of our mouths the whole time. You should have in mind when you're saying the bracha, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has given us the Paris, or the bread, but mitzvahs, and he commanded us to keep mitzvahs. And we shouldn't just do things by rote. Without thinking. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry with us. He sent Yishayah the Novi to tell us, because these people drew close, but Fiv was false of Kibduni, their mouth and their hearts, they're serving me, their mouths and their lips are serving me, but their hearts are very far away. I.e., sometimes that's incapable when we say brachas. We're just going through the motions. It's lip service, literally. that we're not actually thinking what we're saying. But there is a heavy punishment for that. Now, if you look at note 4, this is quite an often quoted Sefer Chassidim. The Dirshu note 4 says, Maisa Ba'od Mechot. A scary story. There was a story of a person, Shemes, who died, and if Nez Manai, Kamashonim, he died prematurely. After 12 months, he came to one of his relatives in a dream. How things in the Olam HaEmes. Every day I'm being judged. I'm being judged every day for the brachas that I didn't say with Kavanah. So it's a scary thought. So Baruch Hashem, Dirshu, we're learning, we can rectify it. We can try and have Kavanah. It's hard. It's very hard. Okay, next halacha is very important. So he's talking about the kriyas of Adnus. So it says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifat Beis, Ki Hashem Hanichbed V'Hanera also likrosib kichsavay. It's also to save the shame of Yud Kei Vav Kei, as it's actually written. Yeah. Kamosh Amar Chazal, Ha'hoiget Hashem Ba'us Yosov, in the Chelek Le'elim Abba. It's very strict halacha. Ella, Tzorech likrosay, Ki Ilu Ha'yokosav Shem Adonai. Right? It's got to be written as if you're saying that and not Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Gamben Akudas Adonai, underneath the Aleph is a chataf patach, which is a, right? Not o. Avaloi b'fatach levad, oi b'shva or shva, but you say a, right? V'hadalet b'choylom, right? So it's doi. V'hanun b'komot, it's no, right? V'yadgish hayud, and there is a yud there, yeah, which needs to be pronounced, shetein keres yofet. Rak b'kavon lekavon l'shem avoy. So whilst you say that aleph dalet nun yud, but you're actually thinking yud kei vav kei, like we said above, like Mechaber says that his adon hakol and hoyo v'yir, and he's transcending everything. That should be the machshava when you're saying the shem avoya. The tam anagina hu milara. It's what we say, right? And the tam of the nagina is milara, which means on the latter part of the word, not on the aleph, but on the noy. Yeah, the pronunciation, the emphasis should be Milero. Okay, Gimel, Shehoya, Bever Hagor Kosov, the Lefi Oimek Adin, in Tzorech Lechavin, El Perish Priyasoi. According to the strict halacha, the strict din, you only to have the perish of what you're reading. The Bechol Makam Halchin Acha Kriya, i.e., what are you actually reading? You're reading the Kriya. Afshiyesh Bechasiva Soilus Kodonis, even though in the written things, there are tremendous sayings. Levad b'kriya shema. The only exception to this is in kriya shema. Shom tzorich lechavin gamkein shehoya. In kriya shema, it's very important. So in the first pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echod. In Hashem, we should have in mind Adon Hakol Hoya Hayvaviyeh. That's it. Ayin shom. Now, we'll please God, when we get to, we'll discuss kavanas of kriya shema more. But that's the basic thing. Of a makom shenichtav ba aleph dalet. When it's actually written, not Yudke Vavke, but Aleph Dalet Nunyun, then we only have to think what it actually means, i.e., Adon Hakol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of everything. Interesting. If someone's telling you a story about the Ches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did, and he says the Shem Hashem, he wants to finish off the story, what Hashem did, you shouldn't stop him. Why? Because maybe he won't finish off his words. And he's just saying God's name in vain. So therefore, let him be Mesapeh, the Chaste Hashem, and don't cut him short. But if I'm the opposite, he's trying to Mekalel, he's trying to curse someone, then to stop him short, we won't be over this on here. So that's the end of Simon Hay, and tomorrow we start with the halachas of Ashiyot. So very important, very relevant halachas. It's Hashem.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.